You're listening to All Things Belittled. I'm your host, Brian J. On Tuesday, presidential hopeful John Kerry visited Tampa Bay, Florida, where he blasted the Bush administration on its commitment to the environment. Kerry said, he thinks that empty slogans like the Clear Skies Initiative and the Healthy Forest Initiative, that somehow names that would make George Orwell rise up and cheer, that those names will make people forget what is really happening in our country. At that moment, Kerry introduced a surprise guest, aquatic mammal American activist, by saying, there he is, over there. He says, help, help, help. This morning, joins us in All Things Belittled. Good morning. I understand your appearance in Tampa made quite an impression. Some activists, characterized by conservative as left flipper wackos, claim that this administration serves the interests of the big fish industry at the expense of citizens. After all, Vice President Dick Cheney once worked as the CEO of Halliburton. What do you think of the administration's environmental record? Bush lied, fish fried. That's an astute observation. Now let's look back at the 2000 election. Many voters, particularly aquatic mammal American voters, were disenfranchised. They were turned away from the polling places or they had difficulty manipulating the ballots without opposing digits. Do you feel this election will go better, or do you see more dirty tricks going on right under your bottle noses? I understand that you once served in the United States Navy as a member of a minesweeping team. It's often overlooked, but John Kerry is also a veteran, having served in Vietnam on the water. George W. Bush, on the other hand, did just the opposite. He served as far from the water as he could, in the air. Does this aquaphobic behavior influence your thinking at all? Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I understand you'll be visiting several schools of fish while you're in town today to promote better diets. We hope you enjoy your stay. Coming up next, Louisiana resident Charlie VC recollects Kerry's visit to that state. The proceeding was copyright 2004, Brian J. Noggle, on the web at stlbrianj.blogspot.com.